You're going to struggle with this person's name because it's a really complex
I've asked to ask him a couple of times, and I've been working on it, practicing over that time. Now, we've got Tom Brown.
Tom Brown. Oh, wow.
Did I nail it, Tom?
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Thank you very much. Now, Tom is the artist services director at Fringe, our Melbourne Fringe Festival, which starts from on the 14th of September. But we'll talk a bit more about that. Now, Tom, welcome to Joy.
Thank you.
And where we like to start, obviously, is where your interest in the arts came from. So you're the artist services director. How did you come to that role, and what's your sort of background?
Yeah, I've been sort of around Melbourne arts for ages, I suppose.
Where did the interest come from? Were you at school, or was it post-school?
Yeah, definitely early school, I would say. I was always like the one writing and putting on my own stuff at school, and forcing them to do more arts programming and put more money into that.
Did you go to a private school? Or
Yeah.
Right,
but
okay.
It was quite sporty, which I suppose I tried to change.
and were they accepting you wanting to make those changes?
Yeah, I think they were really supportive of that. I think to their credit, absolutely, yeah.
Good.
Not a lot of money for it, but a lot of enthusiasm for letting people do their own stuff, which I think is really great. And I suppose that sort of started me on a journey of making my own work pretty early out of school.
Did you go to further studies within the arts
I did,
when you left school?
Yeah, I did a bit of study at the VCA, a bit of acting, and then I've probably since realised that I'm not the best actor in the world. There's plenty of better people at that than me. And then started making sort of theatre as a director and writer and sort of deviser. So presented work in Melbourne Fringe and a few other festivals around the place for a few years, and then sort of fell into working at festivals around Australia and the UK.
Wow.
Yeah.
UK, whereabouts?
Edinburgh and Bristol.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Tough job, going from, especially involved in festivals and getting a reputation to actually get the work.
Mm. A lot of fun too, though.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. I think it can get a little bit wear on you moving around from festival to festival, which is why it's been so great working at Melbourne Fringe, because I've been there, for the whole year and part of the whole delivery of the festival, and can see the whole thing coming together, which is really exciting. Yeah.
All right, so how did this opportunity come along? Because obviously you've been doing shows with the Fringe Festival over the years as a writer and director yourself. Now, we've been trying to work out which show, because you've been on this show before, but we can't work out which one.
I can't remember which one either. I did one, but the last Fringe show I did was back in 2013, so it's been a little while. Which was a show called Run Girl Run, and it was all on treadmills, and that's probably the fittest I've ever been in my life.
But what a fun thing to do. Was it good fun putting that show on?
Great fun, yeah. Really good.
And how did the audience react to it?
Quite well, I would say. Yeah, it went well. We toured it a little bit around to Perth and Adelaide and Brisbane Festival and a few other places. But then that's why it's so exciting for me to come back to Fringe and sort of support other artists to make new work and take all those risks that maybe I've had the opportunity to do before and sort of help facilitate them to do those things, I think is really exciting.
And how did the role come up? I did ask you that, but then I asked you another question.
I was doing a bit of other work for Fringe already. I was managing their front of house at the Festival Hub and all of that, and sort of the job came up, which I applied for. I got it, I suppose. Yeah.
Because you were part of the organisation, it was a natural movement for you.
I think it was maybe a nice progression for me to move into helping artists out in that way. Yeah,
yep.
Totally.
And the role's called Artist Services. What does exactly that mean?
A bit of everything that an artist needs help with. So there's something like 6,500 artists in the festival, and I help them with finding venues, rehearsal spaces, all of those things, insurance, visas, all of the sort of things, anything that an artist might need sort of advice on.
It's quite complex then.
Can be, yeah, but I think it's also really exciting, you know, like a lot of the artists in the festival, some are quite established and have made quite a few works, but they're taking a new risk that they're not familiar with, or exploring an art form that they're not familiar with, or other artists, it's totally the first show they've ever made. And so it's really nice to be able to guide them through and sort of teach them some of the things that maybe I've learnt along the way, or some of the mistakes I've maybe made, and help them to not make those same mistakes as well, which is really nice.
Because that's the important thing about the Fringe Festival, and basically that's what it's supposed to be about, is fringe artists and their first step into this wide, wonderful world of and their future in a lot of cases.
And that's the thing is, you know, just because somebody hasn't necessarily made a lot of artwork before doesn't mean that they don't have something important to say. And I think that's the beautiful thing that Fringe does, is it gives people a platform to say all of those things, even if they don't have the experience necessarily or the connections yet to know how.
And so are you there for people, it's too late, this festival of course, but say somebody was, you know, like writing something or got a concept, and you know, like can they contact you and you know, meet you for a coffee or run the idea by you? And
absolutely, yeah, I love coffee. Yeah, and I mean, it's even not too late now, you know, if somebody has something that they want to put into this year's festival, we can do it. It just wouldn't be in the printed guide, you know. We could pop it online, it'd still be part of the festival. We're still getting artists come to us now with ideas and things, so it's really exciting. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so here we are. It's been launched. It was about a week and a half ago.
Yep.
Now, no, it was last week, wasn't it? It was last Thursday.
Yep.
What's the reaction been like so far, and what are some of the highlights?
The reaction's been really good. I think it's a great program this year. There's a lot of really exciting work. We've got, I think it's 444 events, which is massive. And there's a lot of highlights. A couple of them that were at the launch that people might have seen. We had the artists called Discordia, who are doing a takeover at the Arts Centre. Really fabulous group of sort of contemporary performance artists, I suppose. And they are doing this amazing sort of, you come out of a giant inflatable vulva, and it's very participatory and all of those things in the Arts Centre foyer. We had another group.
What do you mean a vulva? A vulva?
A giant vagina, I suppose.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
I was trying to use the correct terminology.
Yeah, anatomically correct, we were trying to do, weren't
you? Which they had at the launch, and it was amazing. See if you can see some photos. They all, you know, climbed into it, which is great.
Sounds like fun.
Yep. We have we had another group perform at the launch. They call themselves the Clams. There's about 30 or 40 of them, and they are Melbourne's best water ballet troupe. So they're doing a performance called The Crimson Tide at the Melbourne City Baths.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so they're doing a few shows.
Something similar was done with White Knight a few years ago.
Which is great, yeah. So I think
I went to that and it was wonderful, but this sounds really good.
Yeah, it's good that White Knight were able to do it with the City Baths, and so now the City Baths are maybe a little bit more willing to take a risk and put on something like this. So it's really cool. So it's all about the menstrual cycle, and they perform in the water. You can watch the whole thing.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's going to be fabulous, I think. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And you know, like, and it's really interesting. That's the wonderful thing about the Fringe Festival, is it's so diverse, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I think, I think diversity and inclusivity is something that's really important to Fringe, you know, like welcoming all of those people and creating a space where they do feel welcome to present as part of the festival.
Yep.
We have a really sort of strong queer program this year, a lot of works being made by trans and gender diverse artists, which is really exciting. And some returning, I think if people saw, we had a club night last year called Church, which is by Mama Alto.
She's amazing.
Amazing, yeah. So she is doing a couple of nights, a sort of remount of that and a reworking in the big main theatre, two nights of Church. And then she's also doing another club night called Transcendent, which her plan is to, there's not going to be a single artist, a single cisgendered artist on the stage, which will be really exciting. A bunch of performance makers, spoken word, all sorts of things. Yeah.
She's pushing the boundaries, isn't she? And becoming such an important person on the art scene here in Melbourne.
That's
wonderful.
I think she's a really strong advocate for accessibility in the arts and for inclusivity, which I think is really important. And she is an artist who works really hard to welcome everyone to see the work. Yeah, which is amazing. Yeah.
Okay. Comedy, I'm sure there's going to be some comedy.
Yes, yep, plenty of comedy. Arj Barker is back doing a sort of scratch work. The Umbilical Brothers are trying a bunch of new stuff. We also have a live recording of a podcast by Tony Martin and Geraldine Quinn called Childproof, which is all about this sort of pressure to have children and that maybe that's something you don't need to do. Not everyone needs to do, which is certainly something I feel. So there's a lot of quite exciting comedy coming around, and sort of, I guess, some more experimental comedy. The Imperial is running as a venue, the Courthouse is running as a venue as well, and they'll have some sort of some first-timers who will end up doing some amazing things that you haven't seen before, I guess, as well. Yeah.
What about visual arts?
Visual arts. We have some big things. There's an exciting show at Testing Grounds. Testing Grounds down in Southbank is doing a really exciting program. They have a show that I'm quite pumped on called Beyond the Binary, which is an augmented reality experience, and it's all about, I suppose, breaking down this digital binary of zeros and ones and also this gender binary, which I think is really interesting. I think that'll be a good one. I would check out a bunch of the stuff down there. I know Emerald City, which is in North Melbourne, is running a really exciting visual arts program. And we also have this Pivot, which is happening at Fed Square and down in Stonington, which is sort of, I guess it's visual arts, but it's also something you can participate in. These giant seesaws that are taking over Fed Square, which will be really sort of exciting to engage with. Yeah.
I've seen them, and not physically, but on film, and they look incredible.
I think it'll be exciting. There's a there's a whole robot in it, basically, and you can sort of interact and have a conversation and either side of the seesaw, which should be really interesting, and it'll be great for it to take over Fed Square, I think, and sort of engage with a bunch of people who might not access that kind of thing all the time.
Yeah. Is there much on the free program for Fringe?
Absolutely, yeah. There are a lot of, free social events, some stuff happening out in Maribyrnong, out the west as well. Footscray Community Arts Centre are doing a great day on the 23rd of September called West of What, which is a big day sort of showcasing all of the artists in the West, which will be really great.
They're doing some fabulous stuff out there.
Yeah, really fabulous. They're hosting quite a few really exciting events. And then we also have the Fringe Club, which is free every night of the festival. We have some pretty cool nights coming up there. Little Ones Theatre are doing... So last year they did a Madonna night, which was a great success, and it was pumping. This year they're doing a tribute to George Michael, which will be a really fun night, good. I think. We also have a night called All Sorts, which is Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander drag queens who are hosting this amazing showcase. Bunch of really exciting nights, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The Hub is such an important part of a Fringe festival, isn't it? And I know that everyone gets there, they come after their shows, the performers, and if you've been to shows, you come there for a drink afterwards and meet a lot of the performers or just see something for free as well, a highlight of somebody's show.
Yeah, I think it's really good. I think a hub for a Fringe festival, it's not the be-all and end-all, and I love that Melbourne Fringe spreads out throughout the whole city, but it's really nice to have a central place where artists who are presenting throughout the city can connect over a drink and sort of talk things through as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because it can be a bit isolating, can't it? If you are performing on the other side of town and you're like, just... get over and see what everyone else is doing and chat to people.
Yeah, and I think that's the beautiful thing about the Fringe Club is that it sort of does bring everybody together and it is sort of unifying, and the artists that are presenting somewhere else and doing their first show can meet those people at the bar who have done a million shows, and you can watch the same thing and experience something amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so... is there anything that we haven't covered that you need to cover, seeing it's such an important part of Melbourne's cultural event for the year?
Oh, God.
I'm putting the pressure on you now.
I mean, the best thing to do is get a guide, jump on the website and look through it all.
Okay.
There's so much.
Yep. Yeah, and the guide's always fantastic. Can be daunting, can't it, when you
can be a little bit daunting,
the guide.
Yeah, we've worked really hard on the website and making it less daunting this year. So if you jump on the website, you can basically say what you're in the mood for. You know, I want to see some comedy. I want to see it on this night. I want to, you know, you can really narrow down sort of what you're interested in. You can narrow down, I want to see a feminist work that is visual art. And you can really narrow down what you're after. So there's a great way to sort of filter things for yourself, yeah.
And as we always say with the festival, and especially one like this, is... There might be a show that you go to that might be crap.
Sure.
But, you know, like, you're going to get that with any festival.
Absolutely,
no,
yeah.
How, you know, like, some of the biggest festivals in the world.
Yeah.
You walk away and think, that was a waste of time.
But and you'll see some things that cost an enormous amount of money can be crap, you know? And Fringe, the average ticket price is, like, it's, like, $22. Pretty cheap comparatively to a lot of other festivals. So there is that chance to take a risk, and there are a lot of free events as well. So... I think that's the beautiful thing about Fringe is you can take a risk and it can really pay off for you as well.
Absolutely. Tom, thanks so much for coming in today. So what is the website?
www.melbournefringe.com.au.
And if you just happen to be walking past, they're in the same building as Joy as well.
Not anymore. We've moved.
Have you moved?
Yeah, we moved down to South Bank.
How long ago did you move?
Earlier this year.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, around March.
Didn't even notice. All right, so all the best with this festival. I'm sure it's going to be bigger and better as it always is.
Me too, yeah, I'm sure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Tom. You're listening to Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.